25th Sunday in Year B, a reading from the Book of Wisdom. The godless say to themselves, "Let us lay traps for the righteous, who annoys us and opposes our way of life, reproaches us for our sins against the law, and broadcasts our sins against our upbringing. Let us see if what he says is true, and test him to see what end he will have. For if the righteous is the Son of God, God will hold him fast and rescue him from the grasp of his enemies. We'll test him with insult and torture, find out just how gentle he is, and test out that patience of his. We'll condemn him to a shameful death. He'll be looked after, he thinks. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord upholds my life. The Lord upholds my life. O God, save me by your name. By your power, defend my cause. O God, hear my prayer. Give ear to the words of my mouth. The Lord upholds my life. For the proud have risen against me, and the ruthless seek my life. They have no regard for God. The Lord upholds my life. See, I have God for my help. The Lord sustains my soul. I will sacrifice to you with willing heart and praise your name, for it is good. The Lord upholds my life. A reading from the letter of St. James. Wherever there is jealousy and rivalry, there is also disharmony and wickedness of every kind. Whereas the wisdom that comes from above is first pure, then peaceable, kindly, and considerate, full of mercy and good fruits, free from partiality and hypocrisy. The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Where do these wars and battles between yourselves come from? Is it not from the desires fighting inside your own selves? You want something, and you do not have it, so you commit murder. You set your mind on something and cannot get it, so you fight and make war. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your pleasures. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. God has called us with the gospel to share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. After leaving the mountain, Jesus and his disciples made their way through Galilee, and he did not want anyone to know, for he was instructing his disciples. He was telling them, "The Son of Man is to be delivered into the power of men. They will put him to death, and when he has been put to death, after 3 days he will rise again." But they did not understand what he said, and were afraid to ask him. They came to Capernaum, and when he got into the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the road?" They said nothing, because on the road they had been arguing with one another, which of them was the greatest. So he sat down, called the 12 to him, and said, "Anyone who wants to be first must be last of all, and servant of all." He then took a little child, whom he set among them, and taking it in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one little child such as this in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.